the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. Another week of podcasts. Good to have you with us.
Great show ahead of you. We talk all things origin. We're talking about tattoos, what kind of tattoos you got, especially if they're a celebrity tattoo.
Yeah, the answers we get to that. Bit of a lull, I would say.
And more included in today's show. Bit of a lull and more.
Oh, yeah, I tell you why the supermarkets are out to be cheeky.
Mm.
And we have a heated debate about bins.
Great. Me saying some lols and more reminded me of a story. My sister went over to New Zealand recently.
Mm.
She took a photo of a storefront, sent to me, and she goes, "What does this place sell?" And it was like an old photo lab that used to develop photo film
cute.
And stuff, but it still obviously still does that. So it says film, photos, and a whole heap more.
Oh,
what's that?
I am going into that shop. I need to know what is the whole heap more.
Yeah, I think it would look really old, the shop front, but I would go in.
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
Whole heap more. What's that? Food? Fish and chips?
Like
what's going to be served there?
Oh, absolutely. There'll be some fish and chips.
Better
why wouldn't
be.
They be? Enjoy the podcast. Speak to you soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy. I'm bringing a bit of psychology to the show.
Okay.
This afternoon.
Here we go.
Because,
I'm on the couch.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if you know, but I have a major in behavioural science.
I didn't know you had any official degree.
Yep. I don't use my behavioural science degree very often, but when I do, it
what
counts.
Does that get used in a day-to-day basis?
Oh, absolutely. I'm analysing you at all times.
Okay. What can you read?
You're abnormal in many ways.
Thanks. Good or bad?
Okay. No, that's not what we're here to talk about,
all
okay?
Right.
We're here to talk about big supermarkets because I have learnt in recent hours whilst prepping for this show that the supermarkets are pulling some tricks on us to spend more.
I know that they don't have windows on purpose because you kind of lose sense of time. There's no clocks. It's a little bit like a casino.
Casino?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was not in my notes.
Okay.
So you've just one-upped my behavioural science
great.
Degree.
Yeah,
well
good.
Done. Well done.
4 years wasted.
There are windows at the front of the store.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, but they're not outside. They don't go outside.
True. Okay. No. So we know it's well known that they separate things like eggs and milk and your essentials and put them at the back of the store so you've got to walk through.
Yep.
It's well known that they chuck little things at the counter that you're going to chuck into your bag. Oh,
and they have them at
extra.
Kid height as well. They
yes.
put like a little boost bar at kid height. They go, yeah, the kids will love this.
Yes, exactly. Yep. But did you know that now they're tailoring the music that you hear
ooh.
Whilst shopping to put you in a better mood to make you spend more. Instead of being like, I'll have 200 grams of shaved turkey. I'm going to take 500 because I just heard Noah Kahn's stick season and I'm feeling good.
And I'm feeling hungry right now. Just be careful what you say because our radio station also is known for feel-good music.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
we're home of the feel-good.
We're part of the problem, Taz. I'm all for people listening to CFM wherever they go, for sure. However, if you want to tackle this cost of living crisis, maybe when you're shopping, you need to put your own headphones in and listen to your own songs.
Talk to me about this loophole. What's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, you've just said that you've made these big accusations. You've not actually really explained what they're doing.
What? They? What do you mean?
You've said
they're
that playing, they play music
so
to make
curate,
you spend more money.
They curate the playlist to make you feel good, in
what
a better
sort of
mood, which makes you then spend more money. They also curate the playlist to be seasonal. So if it's cold outside, you're coming in to more upbeat, happy music.
Yes.
So my plan is when I go shopping from here on out.
So they're not playing Summertime Sadness?
No.
In winter?
No.
No, they're going to wait for
ridiculous.
Summertime.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I think you put your own headphones in. And you pop your own music on, like,
never mind,
saddest song ever, right?
Just play sad songs.
You don't want 500
songs.
Grams of shaved turkey anymore?
Yeah, I love this. Play sad songs while you shop.
Yes. Do I need an extra packet of Doritos?
So how do I say
goodbye?
No.
I don't agree with this because you might get so sad you go, you know what, I do need those Tim Tams.
Oh, comfort food.
I do need the little snacky.
The loopholes are everywhere. Yeah. The radio stations are killing you. Stop listening to us.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
A TikTok video has gone viral posing a question, Tazzy, and I want to bring it to the show because I myself asked the exact same question over the weekend.
Well, you're a new homeowner.
Yes.
So I know what this question's about. It could divide you and your neighbours. It's too early for you to get on their bad side.
Oh, and they're so lovely. My neighbour Adam brought us some beers and chocolates when we moved in. I don't want to get on his wrong side.
Well, he wants to come over and watch your 85-inch TV that you've got. Adam, if you're listening, it's impossible to get invites. Even I haven't been inside the house
yet. I don't have
yet.
A couch yet, okay?
I can anyway, sit on the floor.
We've spiralled.
Sorry.
This is the question the woman on TikTok is asking.
So my red bin fills up so fast. So I wait to the dark of night and I put some bin bags in other neighbours' bins. And I want to see, is this illegal or frowned upon?
Illegal or frowned upon?
Great radio segment.
Now, the reason that this has been happening in my life is we, at our previous house, didn't have to take the bins out because we were in a block of townhouses. Mm-hmm. Someone else did it. Da, da, da. So we kind of forget that bin night's a thing. And so...
What night's your night?
Thursday night.
Okay.
So I don't want to blame anyone, but
what
it was
week
my...
is it this week?
So this is recycling coming up this week. But it was my wonderful in every other way partner Dan's turn to take the bins out on Thursday night, and he did not. And so Friday morning rolls around. I hear the rubbish truck.
Yep.
Dead of the morning. And I said, hey, did you take the bins out? And he said, no. So I run out in my oversized nightie and pull the bins out on the street.
Yeah.
Truck had already gone, missed out. So on the weekend we had a full bin and we're like, we can't last another week.
No.
So I had to go dumpster diving, get the rubbish out of my bin, put it in my car.
I love how, hang on, just a second. Dan is at fault here.
Yes, right.
The man of the relationship is at fault here and he knows it.
Yes.
Why are you dumpster diving
here? Because he was out all day on Saturday and it needed to be done.
Because if you had forgotten to put the bins out, he'd make you do it.
Yes.
You need to put your foot down here.
Oh, I agree, but it's too late now. I dived through the dumpster, got bags of rubbish out of my wheelie bin, popped them in my also relatively new car, and drove around and I thought, hey, could I just pop these in a couple of other people's bins? Is this all right? Maybe a council bin or something?
Yeah.
But me, being such a goody-goody two-shoes, I got stressed. I was like, you can't go putting your rubbish in someone else's bin. I drove
you didn't have
to
the guts.
The Budrum Resource Recycling Centre, whatever they call the tip these days, and I paid $13 to dispose of my rubbish.
You didn't have the guts to do it.
I didn't have the guts to do it.
Sunny Coast, 545-11919, have you done it?
Would you have been mad at me? As a member of the public, would you have been mad?
No. I would have seen you and I would have gone, oh, what's going on?
Well, she's been savvy.
Fellow neighbour, and you've gone, oh, look, we forgot to put our bin out. Can I put one in? No problem. 545-11919. Sunny Coast, where do you sit on this? Our caller of the day is going to the Lightning v the Fever as well. So if you love your netball, we just need you to own up to maybe putting some rubbish in somebody else's bin.
I've got a theory about when it's okay and when it's not okay. I'll tell you about it next. I'm interested to see if anyone else shares the theory. But in the meantime, get yours in, Sunny Coast. Call us now. Jess is in Biwa. What do you reckon, Jess? Is it okay to pop your rubbish in someone else's bin?
I struggle with this one. Me and my partner, we are renovating our little shed and we picked up a window of Marketplace and we dropped it out in the middle of nowhere. We had all this glass to deal with and we didn't know whether we should put it in someone's bin or not. We were in a bit of a sticky situation and we weren't really sure what we should do with it.
So what'd you end up doing?
The bucket that we had was overflowing, so we ended up putting some glass in, I think, a council bin, and then when it was not overflowing to the point where I was going to hold it and get jabbed with it on the way home, then we held on to it and just took it home. But there was a lot of glass, and we were so unsure of what to do.
Yeah. Jess, firstly, you sound like a really good person. I feel like to have been bothered by this enough to hold on to that glass the whole way home, like that's well done.
Yeah.
Well, round of applause to
you. And Ellie would get along great. Ellie, Ellie would also, like, she paid $13 to make sure she didn't annoy somebody else's bin. Jess, did one part of you go, well, hang on, we're putting a little bit of glass in the bin. Surely we can just do the whole thing and we can just leave and that's it.
Well, I thought about that, but the bin that we were putting it into was also really full and I just didn't want the glass to fall out and then dogs or kids step on it. But we were in a really small ute with not much space, so I didn't have anywhere to put this bucket with the glass. I was like, didn't know what to do.
I feel like cleaning up the glass and putting it in a bin is better than just leaving the glass there, which is
totally
an alternative.
And glass doesn't smell.
If it was a rotten fish or something that, you know, people don't want in their bins, I think that's my thing is the glass doesn't smell. It's not going to take up a huge amount of space. Mm. Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. My theory is if the bin's on the street, it's fair game.
Oh.
If it is on the curbside,
yes,
fair game.
You don't want to go onto somebody's property and hunt the bin down.
Yeah, if I'm not trespassing, it's all good.
It's free game.
And if it's all, like if they've brought the bins out for the night and rubbish collections the next morning, it's fine.
Huge call.
Because they're done.
Okay,
they're
what done about you lift the lid up and it's an empty bin and it's been emptied that morning? It's an hour ago.
Or then it's you can chuck your coffee cup in there.
You've said free game.
Not if it's been emptied. No. Not if it's been. Oh,
put your hand down. Stop pointing at me.
I'd put my dog poo in there. Oh, God. Ah, I've said
You're
too much. I know of a woman who I'm related to and gave birth to me who, after Christmas, may have wrapped up the prawn shells and taken them down the road to the council bin.
So are you saying it's genetic?
Oh, I mean, I may be related to her in some way, shape or form.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. But I won't name her. Anyway, we want to know.
I feel sorry for your kids. They're going to be tearaways.
I had to go to the tip on the weekend because I was so scared to put my rubbish in someone else's bin. We want to know your thoughts on this. Stacey in Palmview, tell us, what are your thoughts?
Ellie, I have to say, no way, Jose. If you put stuff in my bin, I would be mortified.
Oh, really?
No way. Yes, really.
What if you're done for the day? Like, your bins are out, they're going to be collected in the morning, and you've only used half of your bin.
No, definitely not. Also, you wouldn't fit anything in our bin because our bins are normally full to the brim.
No one's putting a half bin out on the street. Okay, what about this, Stace? Is you know, it's Friday morning or whatever, the truck's gone through, you've got an empty bin, you go out to wheel it in, and you go, hang on, that's heavier than normal, and you open it up, and some of Ellie's dog poo in there.
Oh, I would be looking at my security cameras and I would be hunting you down. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, no, no, no.
Oh, my goodness. I would never do that to you, Stace. Look at me backpedaling. Yeah. Cadell Evans over here.
So your rule is if it's on the street, it's fair game.
Yeah.
Unless it's been emptied or unless it's Stacey's bin.
Exactly. Yeah. So I might just, you know what, I'll rule out all of Palmview.
Yeah.
Thank you. That would be great.
Just to be on the safe
side. It is okay to put it in council bins.
Ah, okay.
Is that officially or just what you think, Stace?
That's Stacey's opinion.
Okay.
Can I ask, Stace, what's your reasoning behind it? Is it a space issue? Is it you don't know what I've got in my rubbish type of issue?
Yeah, I don't know what you're putting in my bin. And also, we like to wash our bin out after it's been emptied so we can get rid of the smell and have a clean bin to start the next week.
Yeah, right.
Every week you're cleaning your bin, Stace.
Every week we're cleaning our bin, yeah.
Okay, now, are you in a family? How many people are living there with the bin?
Eight people. And
is it a rotating roster or is it just somebody's job every single week to clean the bin out?
Oh, no, it's my poor husband's job.
Okay, well, you'd be a good person to ask because we had a debate in my house. My partner reckons we should put bin bags inside the wheelie bin.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No way.
That's what I said.
We have definitely done that before as well.
Have you? Well, I said, absolutely we can do that, but that's your job.
Not doing it. Maybe tomorrow we do have you put bin bags in your bin.
Oh, Stace, it has been great to talk to you. I promise I'll never put anything in your bin.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Is that the video clip that he ends up taking his clothes off and then he takes his skin off as well and he becomes a skeleton and the skeleton's dancing along? I think it is.
Might be.
Yeah,
there you go. Good on you. Good music knowledge, Taz, which
Thank
is going to come in handy when we play Bandle the Game, where a song gets broken down into its parts and we play it part by part. You have to guess which song it is, and the best part is we don't know what the answer is,
so we get
to play along with you.
We're playing along. It's a website that you can go to, so if you want to get involved in this, there's many different ones that you can play every day. But this one is from 1989.
Uh-oh. Not our
wheelhouse.
Not our era.
Not at all. And it says very hard. So it's going to be a hard one from 1989. So Sunny Coast, we're going to need your help with this. 545-11919 when you know it.
You might beat Ellie and me at this.
Alrighty, layer number one.
How is Maddie already calling through?
Surely it's not for
Maddie,
this.
Maddie, you will have cheated. You will have already played today. You know the answer. We'll pick you up in a minute.
All right, layer number one.
I'm getting In Excess vibes already. 1989, I don't know. Ooh. Okay, 1989. If you think you know it, 545-11-919. Let's play another level, another layer. This song came out before you and I were born, which isn't helping us.
No, it's not. Ooh, I kind of like it though. It's got a groovy vibe.
545-11-919 when you think you know what it is. Let's go to Maddie now that she called through before we even started.
Maddie, are you trying to cheat at our game?
No, I wasn't even calling for that. I've been trying to call earlier today, but I couldn't get through. And I was like, I'll ring now, but I totally didn't ring for that.
Well, Maddie, we're going to make you have to guess.
Yes.
Give us a song title.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
Wrong answer. Nice try, Maddie.
It's not. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I'm sorry. Do we go down the lines? Do we take another guess?
Let's give it one more layer.
Okay. All right.
Gosh. This is not ringing any bells to me.
No, but there will be people yelling at the radios.
Do we go to Adam from Glasshouse Mountains? Hello, Adam.
How are we, folks?
We're well, thank you. You are live on the radio right now. You've got an air of confidence about your voice there, Adam, I reckon.
Yeah, I've just finished work. I'm feeling good.
Oh,
hey, love it. Okay, put us out of our misery, Adam. 1989, the song that we've been playing in part. What is it?
Oh, I have a feeling. Is it Girls Just
Want to
Have Fun? Cindy Lauper?
Ooh, I don't think it is. Because I know that song.
Just Want to Have Fun. Cindy Lauper, it's loading.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, sorry. The Bandle app has told me it's not that, Adam.
Good try, though, Adam. All right, clue number five. It's like a little
bit. It's Madonna. Madonna.
Yeah, but like a prayer.
Let me put it in. Hang on.
Wow.
Yes. Like a prayer. Madonna. You got it. We did it, Cheney.
As a prayer is the verbal clue.
We did it.
There you go. I could not get that at all until the vocals.
It's real tough. Sunny Coast, how did you go? We play it again tomorrow. It's called Bandle. If you want to play along with friends, family, B-A-N-D-L-E. Just give it a Google.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Have you got a tattoo of a celeb? It's pretty niche. Not everybody does.
It's very niche.
Only
not
a
even
few
a celeb,
do.
Just someone that you don't know. You know, someone you're not related. Like, I don't call up and say, oh, I've got my daughter. That's beautiful, but that's not what we're asking.
Not a celeb. No, exactly. We want, like, Jonathan Thurston, et cetera, because there is a new world record. A Guinness World Record has been beaten for the most tattoos of the same musician on the body.
Okay.
So there's a lady, Tara Berry, over in the States, and she has 18 tattoos of Madonna.
That's too many.
18 tattoos. The previous record was 15 tattoos on a British lady, Nikki Patterson, who had 15 tattoos of Eminem.
Okay, so what are the different tattoos, you know? Like, is it a cartoon version of her? Or
no,
is it like her in her active
portraits.
Wear?
They're just portraits, the face. Maybe I've seen a picture of the Eminem one. Occasionally he's got like a microphone in front of his face. They are pictures of the person.
That's a bit creepy. One's fine. Two, sure, you're a big fan.
Yeah.
17, that's a lot of body real estate it's taking up.
100%. Yeah, it's a heap of her body, and she's got 18 photos or tattoos of Madonna on her. So 545-11-919, Sunny Coast. Ellie and I don't have tattoos, but we'd love to hear about your stories.
Who would you get?
Who would I get as a tattoo?
Yeah, if you were to get a celeb.
Well, celeb crushes Ariana Grande, but that would be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can't, you know, get a girlfriend.
Oh, let's go like a rugby player, like Walsh.
He is the flavour of the month, I'll give you that. Me? I'd go Shrek. Call us now. Which celeb have you got tattooed on you?
Tattoos are like onions.
We want to hear. Alicia, who do you have a tattoo of?
We're going down the Shrek path. I have a half a sleeve of Disney characters, but my celebrity portrait is of Anthony Kiedis, which runs the whole half of my side, like from pretty much from where my bra sits on my side right down to my hip.
Whoa! Where your bra sits down to your hip. Okay, I'm just pointing that out for Taz.
Yeah, so that's whole like, side.
Yeah, that's like a good Anthony 30 centimetres.
Yeah, so face and shoulders. I have 3 Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoos, but that's my portrait of Anthony Kiedis.
So, okay, so how much do you love the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Like, are you listening to them every day?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
You can't stop. Thank you very much. Can't stop, can you, Alicia?
I saw the other day and someone actually said, are you a fan? Because I realised I had, like, a hat, a T-shirt, and then my tattoo. Like, it was almost embarrassing,
Have you ever
I've
met Anthony?
I've followed them around Australia, like, many, many times.
Have you met them and shown them your tats?
I've met Flea, but I've never met all of them.
Oh, what would you do if you do meet them?
I'd die. Oh, my God, I'd die. I'd fangirl out.
I just fangirl out.
I'd look like a total idiot.
Well, guess what, Alicia? Yeah. Who we've got on the phone right now? This is crazy.
Grant is in my cooler. Grant, have you got a tattoo of a celebrity?
Yeah, well, it might be a little controversial as a celebrity, but it's Al Capone.
Oh. Al Capone, the gangster?
Yeah.
There you go. That's the one.
So what made you get that tattoo, Grant?
That was just a bit of a leg sleeve theme. So, yeah, you know, the gangster theme and gambling. And, yeah, he seemed like the fitting sort of candidate.
Yeah, right.
Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a gangster of Markula, Grant? Are you rocking around Markula?
No, we wouldn't say that. No.
Just like watching the movies.
Yes.
There you go. Where is Al on your body? Feels like a weird
sentence.
Where does Al sit on your body?
Oh, he's down on my calf.
On
my leg.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
perfectly normal place to have Al Capone.
Love it, Grant. Thanks.
How big is he, Grant?
Well, it depends on how big his calves are. Has he done calf day?
Yeah, about the calf, yeah.
Do you work harder on calf day on the calf that has Al on it, or are they even?
Just can't try and work on more ink, that's all.
Are you? What are you going to get next?
Not sure. There's still some skin left, so, yeah. Fill in the gaps.
Any other characters from the underworld that you want to add to your body?
I'll give that some thought. You never know.
Well, if you're looking for more celebrities, you could get a little Ellie and Taz tattoo.
Oh,
just pop that
on. You might need to run a competition.
If we ran a competition saying, would you get our faces tattooed
ego
on you?
Does not need this, Grant.
Would you do it, Grant? Oh, I'd have to pick a good photo, Taz.
They get your wrong side?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it. I actually wouldn't want to do
it's
that.
It's a lot of pressure, especially because in like 3 years we probably won't have jobs anymore and people will be like, who's that? Grant.
I know that's Al Capone, but who's sitting next to him there like with a microphone? Hey, Grant, thanks for your call, mate. Have a great arvo.
Pleasure. You too. See you.
Thank you. What ends of the spectrum? You've got a notorious gangster, an alien Taz from CFM.
Also, my favourite part of that phone call is, do you think you're a bit of a gangster of Markula? He's like, let's not talk about that.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Australia's greatest sporting rivalry is back. State of Origin. And to celebrate, we're chucking a party at New York Minute Burgers, making gourmet burgers affordable.
Yeah, it's only a week and a half away, game one of State of Origin Series 2024.
Carrigan's first receiver, pass it through on the inside to Walsh. Walsh then runs around all of the Blues. All 17 Blues are running after him. They're tripping over each other and Walsh will score. Wednesday next week. We're going to be watching it, all right? New York Minute.
It's burgers. A very accurate prediction. If it comes
3 minutes in as well. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Real crazy. It's going to be at New York Minute Burgers. It is our State of Origin watch party for game one. You can be there. We just want to know. It's mate versus mate, state versus state. Let's do the mate side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Call up. Is your best mate or your partner or someone in your life supporting the other team? Does it create that rift?
Like
in your
you
household?
And me, Taz. I'm a blue, you're a maroon. See how mad he gets when I say it?
It's so frustrating.
He hates it.
It's frustrating.
It really drives a wedge in our friendship.
Actually, it is honestly my least favourite thing about you. I hate it. I love everything about you. You're a fantastic human, but when it comes to Origin, just get out of my face.
How are we going to watch the game together then?
We're not. We're going to watch it with Sunny Coasters instead. Let's meet one of them right now. Charmaine from Maroochydore. Hello.
Hi. How you going?
Hi, Charmaine. Well, well, thank you. First things first, who do you support at Origin?
Look, I support Queensland.
Okay.
It sounds like an asterisk with this.
And we have a little bit of a divided family.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. And my 18-year-old son supports New South Wales.
Your son?
Okay, why? Why, Charmaine? What's his reasoning?
He believes that he was born in New South Wales, so he needs to be loyal to New South Wales.
Okay. Well, it is his state of origin, or is it not? Was he born in New South Wales?
He was born in New South Wales. Okay. So was I.
Oh, you're a defector.
And he plays footy, wants to be a pro footy player.
Yeah.
So if he was to make it, he'd be playing for Queensland, wouldn't he?
Yeah, because when he was 11 or 12, was he over here? That's the rule, isn't it?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
At what age did he decide? Because you've obviously brought him up being a Maroons fan. At what age was he like, nah?
Well, I mean, I used to dress him for State of Origin in Queensland colours. And yeah. I think he hit about 13 and he even switched teams and we've been divided ever since.
So, okay.
He
so
goes to the Panthers.
The 13-year-old is watching State of Origin, watching the Blues lose year after year after year. What makes him think that's the bandwagon I want to be on?
He's a front rower. Maybe he's had too many hits to the head already.
That's the only explanation.
Charmaine, are you going to be bringing your son along to our Origin party next week?
Anything that I can do to pick on him, absolutely.
Love it. I want to meet him. Charmaine, we're going to meet you there next week. New York Minute Burgers, making gourmet burgers every day affordable. You've got the double pass. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you there, Charmaine. And Sunny Coast, if you want to come along too, we'll have another chance tomorrow afternoon in our show. And the Big Breakfast, we'll have a double pass up for grabs in theirs as well.
I think Charmaine's given us the idea for tomorrow. Mm. Defectors. Were you born in another state and now you support the other one? We'll do that tomorrow.
Live across the Sunny Coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty.
Tazzy. No, share with the Sunny Coast what you just said to me. We have a, like on your notes section of your phone, a one that we can share so I can write something and you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote something on the weekend.
I've written down I was a genius over the weekend and I can't remember why I was a genius.
Great. Please work that out and bring it to the show. I don't mind what it is. I've got a titty. While you think about it, I've got a titty anyway.
Okay.
So there's a guy in 1990, back in 1990, Tom Stucker. He bought a huge lifetime pass from United Airlines over in the States for $290,000. He spent almost $300,000 on a lifetime pass of flights, right? So he must be flying around quite a bit anyway and thinking, well, I might use that up in like 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He has that lifetime pass has allowed him to travel first class anywhere in the world that he wants, visiting over 100 countries, covering more than 6 trips to the moon in flights in 2019 alone.
What, just in 1 year?
So in 1 year, he did 6 trips in distance to the moon.
Jeez, good on you, Tom
Stucker. So by purchasing this lifetime pass, Stucker has saved an estimated $3 million US in airfares and baggage fees over the years, making it the best investment of his life. He has flown an astonishing 20 million miles.
which is more than any individual in history.
Yeah, but he was Tom Stuckard with the same airline the whole time.
Yeah, he was Stuckard. You know? Yeah.
Still, good investment. If I had 300 grand to spend, I would probably do that.
Wicked, right?
One day I will.
United Airlines are going, gee, we should have charged more for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't remember why I was at Janice over the weekend.
Well, we tried.
I'm sure there were many reasons.
I'm sure.
If it comes to me.
Oh, the problem isn't that you can't remember. You just can't lock down which one.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a genius in so many ways.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Hopefully I'll remember before the end of the show. Stick around till 6 o'clock to find out. 91.9.
See you then.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.